I think this might be a good time to take like a 10-minute break. Is there a DRB member that would like to move for that action? And then we'll take up the rest of our cases today.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld. I would like to move that we take a 10-minute break. Will we say till 10:45? That would be only 8 minutes.
Let's just say 10:50. Yeah.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld. I move that we take a break until 10:50.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority, I second.
Okay, please vote.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Whiffley, DRB Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote of the DRB to take a recess until 10:50. And we do come back right on time. So we'll see you all at 10:50. Please mute yourself and turn off your video to maintain your own privacy. And we'll see you again at 10:50. Meeting is resuming for 11:420. We are starting on item number 6. And this is PR 2020-4086, Vacation of Public Easement, a PNM Easement, SD 2020-164, Vacation of a Public Easement Waterline, SD 2020-166, Vacation of a Public Easement Drainage, SD 2020-167, and Preliminary Final Plat, SD 2020-165, and a Sidewalk Waiver, VA 2020-321. That is the major case, and then the minor case associated with it is SI 2020-1095, final sign-off of the EP site plan. This is for Titan Property Management at Tennyson Street between Academy Road and San Antonio Drive. Okay, and we'll take these cases up together. We'll vote on them separately. But probably discuss them all at the same time. All right, let's go to our applicant team and get you introduced and sworn in. Let's see, Mr. Rogers, do you want to start off? Let's get you unmuted.
Thank you, Chair. Yes.
Okay. Mr. Josh Rogers, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And Brian Patterson, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes. Brian Patterson, Titan Development.
Okay. Mr. Patterson, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. And Michael Voss?
This is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning.
Do you swear for him to tell the truth?
This is Michael Voss. I do.
Thank you. Mr. Strozier, are you in on this one?
Madam Chair, I'm just listening in.
Okay. All right. Mr. Astiasaran, who I can never pronounce his name, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Juan Astiasaran from ORB Architecture.
Astiasaran. Mr. Astiasaran, I'm going to practice. Do you swear for him to tell the truth?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who did I miss? Anybody?
This is Michael Voss. I think that's our team that's here today.
Okay, great. We just had some this is and that's from last week to get ready to go for this week. Do you want to give us an update?
Madam Chair, this is Josh Rogers. I would gladly like to make an update. I want to thank Jean and Shahab and Cheryl and Julie from the county for scrambling with us since last week to get this all figured out. And I think we've reached a consensus on on the trail and the right of way and everything. And so late yesterday afternoon, we did send out via email to the DRB members the updated plans that fixed the right of way condition along San Antonio, moved the private trail onto 100% onto private property, and then also made the sidewalk connection along Tennyson from the existing, which I think probably ends at Bernalillo County's jurisdiction, and made a connection to the north side of the guardrail as we all had discussed. So I think that satisfies everyone's concerns with the trail, but happy to discuss it further. But as far as I'm concerned, I think we're there, but happy to discuss it further.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rogers. And it looks like you did have some discussions with DRB members. So just to clarify, can Ms. Wolfenberger or Ms. Sommerfeld, if you had discussions with the applicant, are those written up in the record, or do you need to orally disclose that now?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I would like to disclose that we did have several emails exchanged, as well as a meeting with the applicant to talk about the issues that he discussed between the three different parties.
Concerning the trail.
Right.
Concerning the trail sidewalk.
Right. First, for Parks and Rec, it concerned the Crusher Finds Trail that would join with the open space on the east.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Wolfenberger, are all your communications in the record somehow or other?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. As Cheryl had mentioned, we had met with the applicant, I think it was on Monday, to discuss relocation of the trail and adding the sidewalk along Tennyson to the north to address Bernalillo County's requirement. And we also discussed changing the right-of-way dedication from 10-foot to 4-foot to make sure that the trail is within private property.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Wolfenberger. I'd like to next go to the public and see if there's any member of the public that wishes to speak on either item 6 or 7. This is for Titan Property on Tennyson Street Northeast. Let's just scan through the room quickly and see if there's anyone from the public that wishes to speak on this. Raise your hand or call out to us when you're unmuted. I'm not seeing anyone. So let's proceed with board comments. And we're going to go ahead and have board comments for both items 6 and 7. So if you want to distinguish any comments that pertain to the preliminary final plat, or if you have comments that are pertaining to the EPC final or final sign off of the EPC site plan. So let's go to Water Authority.
This is David Terris, the Water Authority. I did have a communication yesterday. I also emailed a summary to Angela, but I'll disclose what we discussed here as well. We discussed some history on previous conversations regarding a sanitary sewer, the public sanitary sewer proposed along the south. I just wanted clarification why that was being proposed, and they did clarify that it is necessary as there is a grade break at the middle of the site, so that there's sanitary that will discharge north and some discharge south for the
okay.
Tract 2, I believe it was. And then we discussed that we'll need access for that as well. So that was it for the discussion yesterday. So for the comments regarding the vacations, I have no objection. For the preliminary plat, availability statement has been executed and provides conditions for service. So there was a previous comment I guess this is regarding the site plan that may affect the plat. So I did request that they add the 10-inch water line along the right-of-way, and they've done so. But I did have a comment to adjust the meter at the north end to be perpendicular. And that, what I meant by that, I'm not sure if I was real clear, but the connection needs to go straight into the property through the meter with no bends, and the only bend should be on the bypass. So if we could get that adjusted, and I'm not sure if that will affect the proposed easement or not. We might need a little bit more easement with that condition. So please. So yeah, as we discussed, we need proper. This can all be worked out in design, but we will need access to the line where Vactor trucks can get to it. Let's see, for the site plan, the proposed meter service, as we talked about.
Mr. Gutierrez?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and talk about that one just to make sure I don't get mixed up.
Okay.
Mr. Patterson, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, if we could actually show on the screen the utility plan, I can get a better idea, make sure we're on the same page.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Was there an updated utility plan submitted?
Michael Voss, can you comment on that?
This is Michael Voss. There was an updated utility plan submitted on last Friday's supplemental set, 10:30. It is.
This is Jay Rodenbach. This is the 10:30 plan. Confirm the page?
Off the top of my head, no. It'll be right after the grading plan, though.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. This is it.
Okay, if you zoom into the top left of the sheet, Jay, this is David, Water Authority.
This is Michael Voss. The next sheet of the plan set is actually going to be a enlarged part of that northern third, too, if that helps.
Yeah, so just to elaborate, the meter, it's coordinated, it's organized where it bends going through the meter. We want that straight through. Our meter crews will not accept that. So I'm not sure if that'll affect the easement. These details will be worked out at design. But just to get the plat right, I want to make sure that we have enough easement. So that does need to go straight through the meter from the line as a perpendicular connection, and then the bypass can have the bends.
Hey, David, Brian at Titan. So essentially what we're looking on the screen is we'd rotate that meter 90 degrees, and it would come in from the north and exit on the south. Be correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be a straight pipe perpendicular all the way through with the meter on it, and then the bypass would have the bends going around.
We'd have to get with our engineer to verify that the meter box or the easement for that meter is correct. As you mentioned, we would be working out these details during the DRC process. If for some reason, if there has to be an additional easement, we do have room, as you can see, to the south.
Right.
Could that be done via paper? If we needed to add, a couple extra feet?
This is Michael Voss. Brian and David. The plat, as far as I know, actually doesn't have the meter easement on it. Because we expected some details to be worked out at DRC, Jenny from Isaacson and Arfman, the engineer, indicated that the easement would just be granted when those details are worked out via paper easement. That's why the plan notes here that it will be, I guess it says to be granted by plat, but it's an easement document that they intend to grant at a later time, if that's acceptable.
I think that's okay. If it's undecided at this point, I don't see an issue with that, but this is David, sorry, Water Authority, but can you clarify that on this, that is, what will be granted by paper easement rather than plat then?
This is Brian at Titan.
I was going to say, yes. if Jay switches to the plat, there is no easement shown along San Antonio for the meter. Right. So it will have to be granted by that paper easement process.
Right. Okay, so I apologize then. I guess I got mixed up by the note then. Then the plat is fine for what we were looking at then. And then if you could just update that note on the site plan then, that'll clarify what's going on.
Okay, any questions on that? Is it a note on the site plan or some of the documents accompanying the plat?
This is Michael Voss. What I heard from Mr. Gutierrez was that we will have Jenny update the utility plan for that note that identifies the water meter easement to be granted by easement document and to delete the reference to a plat. And that seems to me like it could be an item of delegation that perhaps planning could even check for.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Gutierrez, I think you had some more items.
Yeah, so we were just talking about the plat. So with that said, the plat is fine. I'm good with the plat. For the sidewalk waiver, no objection. Moving on to the EPC site plan. It was the same kind of the same correspondent discussion we just had regarding the meter, configuration. And then for the fire line coming in off the 12 inch, please include a private valve if you can. We just need to have that indicated on there. Of course, these details will be worked out through the DRC process as well. And then on the infrastructure list, there was the sanitary sewer, public sanitary sewer was listed twice. I don't know if you guys saw my comments, but if you can remove one of those, or can you confirm if that's intended to be different?
This is Brian Patterson at Titan. Yes, that should be removed. Good catch.
Okay. That's all I had. That's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm just making some notes. Let's go to code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed the project number 6 for compliance with the IDO and has no objections. And code enforcement reviewed project number 7 and all zoning comments were addressed the last go around, and code enforcement has no objections to number 7 either.
Okay, thank you, very clear. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. As stated earlier, Parks and Recreation had some concerns with the trail in relation to the right-of-way and preferred to have it on private property so that there wasn't a confusion with future maintenance. So that was one issue that was completed in the previous meetings with transportation, that they agreed to do a 4 feet as opposed to a 10-foot right-of-way dedication so that the trail will now be on private property. It will be a crusher finds material. And so we asked for one note that would be that this crusher finds trail would be maintained by the property owner in perpetuity. The iteration that was sent to me showed these notes. So I'm assuming that they're in the site plan package. I'm not sure which page it's on, but the notes we asked for 3 items to be specified, and one was that it should be maintained by the property owner, that it will be built to the Forest Service standards, and that it would not be ADA accessible, and the reason why.
And from what I could tell, those notes were added to the site plan set. So because of that, you know, we have no other comments and no objection to the both agenda item number 6 and agenda item number 7.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Voss or anyone, where would Mr. Rodenbeck find the page that has those notes on it?
This is Juan Astiazaran from those are the notes. And if you can see on that same page, the dedication is revised to 4 feet, and you can see the trail completely inside the property.
Okay, if you want to go back to those notes and just make sure Ms. Sommerfeld concurs with all that.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. That looks the same as the ones I reviewed prior to this meeting, and that is acceptable to PRD. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate all that work to get that all lined up. Let's go to hydraulic.
I'm sorry, this is Shahab Bezer. Can we look at also the plat real quick to see the 4 foot right away dedication and the pedestrian access easement dedication as well?
And then I think, okay.
This is Jay Rodenbeck, I believe I'm pointing at.
Okay. Could you pan to the right a little bit, Jay?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
I'm just looking for the continuation of the public access, public pedestrian and trail easement.
Right in the center there? Sorry.
So that makes a 90-degree turn and goes south. Okay. Might be helpful to add maybe one more note. It turns and continues south, but yeah, that looks pretty good. Okay, yeah, we have that note. Okay, perfect. Looks good. Thank you.
Okay. So, Mr. Bezar, you don't need any note then?
No, that's clear.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I think we're on hydrology. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan and drainage report with engineer stamp date of October 5th, 2020. We have no objection to any of the vacations, waivers, plat, or site plan.
Okay. And you got your MAVCA signature. I'm sorry, this is Chair Wolfley. You got your Magna. I think there's a presidential thing running in my brain. Okay, you got your MAVCA sign-off.
Mr. Mihal Hydrology, yes, ma'am. Jay's showing it right there.
Okay, thank you very much. We will go to transportation.
Good morning. This is Jean Wiffenberger with Transportation. With the recent changes to the plat for the 4 foot right of way dedication and modification to the trail easement, Transportation has no objection to the platting action or the vacation action or to the sidewalk waiver. However, in lieu of a sidewalk, the trail is obviously done in front along the north side along San Antonio. And Transportation has no objection to the infrastructure list. A work order will have to be done to complete further detailed construction. Also, prior to site plan sign-off, make sure that the paper easement for a MAVCA easement / turnaround that's to the south of the property is in place prior to Transportation sign-off. On some more minor notes that I hadn't quite seen addressed yet, we did talk about revising the speed pump detail just to make it a speed bump, since that was more appropriate in this case. I had not seen that yet. However, I'm able, I can take delegation for that item. And in further looking at the ramp design in the center, I just wanted to note that between a 5% and 1-12 slope, the maximum vertical rise is 2.5 feet, which is met. However, there's also another ADA rule that says you can't have more than 30 feet with those slopes as well. So it, I think for the one that showed the 6% slope, it looks like it exceeds the 30 feet. So I would just ask for a landing in that case along that ramp. And this is also something that can be worked out through delegation action.
Okay, any questions from Ms. Wolfenberger?
No, Madam Chair, this is Josh Rogers. That all seems acceptable.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. It looks like we got most of the utility signatures. There does look like there's one that's still needed. You got the AMAFCA signature, so we're good on that. We do need you to add the project number up here, and we need to add an additional line for application number for the plat. And we need a copy of the DXF file approval email from Aegis. And that concludes our comments. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any comments on the site plan?
Oh, no. All comments have been addressed for the site plan.
Okay. All right.
Madam Chair, real quick, this is Shahab Biazar. So we just have to make sure that you will take delegation on the plat and the site plan for recorded IIA as well.
For the infrastructure list on the site plan, correct?
Yeah, that's, well, both site plan and the plat, because the plat needs to be in place for you to also sign the site plan. So if you could take delegation for both.
So I was going to take an action on the plat and all the vacations, and then a separate action on the site plan with the infrastructure list.
That'll work, Madam Chair.
Okay. So I don't need to do any delegation related to the site plan on the plat, right?
No, yeah, just accept that, you know, all the utility signatures and
right, yeah, I need to take delegation on those typical items, but nothing special.
No, Madam Chair.
Okay. I've got numerous notes in front of me. Let's see if we can get through this in an organized way. And Mr. Gutierrez, you might need to be ready to clarify any delegation items or things that you still need. Let me just check in with you before we start voting. So the items that you mentioned, Mr. Gutierrez, are those items that you can take delegation for if you haven't seen them on the documents yet?
So this is David. I think for agenda item number 6, I'm good. I can approve that one. The site plans where I'd have the comments moving forward, it would just be the note that needs to be added, changed, and just a valve added, and if they can change the configuration in the meter. Those were the only things on the site plan I had.
Okay, are those, so is the valve on the site plan, or is it also, you know, excuse me not knowing, but would it be on the infrastructure list or the site plan?
Just shown on the site plan. Yeah. It's private. It should be part of the site plan. Yeah.
Okay. So then you, are you able to take delegation on those items on the site plan?
Yes.
Okay. So just kind of be ready to articulate those when we get to it. All right. Let's get started here and see.
Madam Chair. This is Shahab Biazar. I think transportation also was going to take delegation, so.
Right. Okay. Good point. I might need to have transportation's delegation go through me then.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. Yes, that's I can accept that.
Okay. If you want to articulate it when you vote, and then I will actually accept the delegation. Okay. Big breath, everyone. wish me luck here. Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny. This would be item number 6, which is the preliminary final plat, 3 vacations, and a sidewalk waiver. And if you're accepting delegation, please summarize the delegation and the time needed. So let's start with Water Authority.
This is David Gutierrez for the Water Authority. I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve.
Okay, and I'm pausing a second. I have a note here. Does someone need a note on the utility plan?
Madam Chair, that's for the site plan. We're voting on the plat, right?
Well, that's why I'm checking. That's probably Mr. Gutierrez. Okay, so no one needs a note on the plat. Correct? Okay. And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the project and application numbers to be added to the plat, all the utility signatures, and the AGIS DXF file for 8 weeks. Did I miss anything, Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Madam Chair, no, you did not.
Okay. There's a consensus vote to approve item 6, project 2020-4086, SD 2020-164, vacation of public easement, SD 2020-166, vacation of public easement, waterline, SD 2020-167, vacation of public easement drainage, SD 2020-165 is the preliminary final plat. And VA 2020-321 is a sidewalk waiver. Because the applications meet the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the items just stated. Okay, now we're ready to take up item 7, which is the final sign off of the EPC site plan. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application. If you are accepting.
I apologize. Okay. Sorry. So we are approving the site plan and the infrastructure list.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a big pink line under that, but I missed it. Okay. So I'll ask each board member to approve or deny the application for a EPC final sign-off and the associated infrastructure list shown today. Yes, sir.
This is Michael Boss of Consensus Planning. And I just wanted to, I sent Jay an updated infrastructure list removing the duplicate sewer line.
Okay.
Just a moment ago, and also just for everyone's knowledge, there's a second infrastructure list for this project, and both need to be approved because there's improvements to the Arroyo. This has been reviewed by the board before.
Okay. What was that last thing you said? There's a separate infrastructure list, or there's one for your development and then one for the Arroyo?
Correct.
Okay.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. This is the infrastructure list for the Arroyo that Michael just sent me.
Yeah, leave that up for just a second and just make sure each board member has a chance to scan that. And that's got a second page. Okay, show the second page. This is the infrastructure list for the Arroyo.
That's, yes, ma'am.
It's the second page. Okay, and then the infrastructure list for the main project. And you've removed the second sanitary sewer item. Okay, perfect. Thank you, because I had a note on that as well. All right. And then let's see page two. Okay, before we get any deeper in this, do any DRB members have any questions on the or comments on these infrastructure lists? And Mr. BSR, is it fine then if I refer to the infrastructure list for the apartment project and then the infrastructure list for the Arroyo? Is that would be the quick way to refer to them in voting?
Madam Chair, both of them are actually for the apartment project. I mean, one, it's just separated off because they're just some AFCO improvements, but they are both for the apartment project.
Okay. All right. I'm going to circle back now. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for final sign-off of EPC site plan and the two associated infrastructure lists with the project. If you are accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. Let's go to Water Authority.
This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I approve a delegation to correct the meter configuration for a perpendicular connection through to the property, addition of a valve to the private fire line, and to change the note on the easement to reflect a paper easement rather than being granted by the plat. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Mr. Garcia. We're voting.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. I approve.
Ernest Vermejo, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Transportation approves the infrastructure list as recently submitted. Transportation is delegating to planning to look for the speed bump detail in lieu of a speed hump detail, as well as revision of one of the ramps to meet ADA with regard to the rules regarding between 5% and 1-12 slopes. And then also to check for the paper easement for the AMAFCA easement turnaround south of the property prior to site plan sign off. That's it.
Thank you very much. And planning approves with delegation to look for the transportation items and final sign off. And we'll put that for 12 weeks.
Madam Chair. We need to have a delegation for the recorded IIAs, I guess.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let me restate. The planning delegation is for the recorded IIAs for the infrastructure lists and to review the transportation items mentioned by transportation engineer. And that will be for 12 weeks. Okay, there is a consensus vote to approve item 7, project 2020-4086, SI 2020-1095, final sign-off of EPC site plan and associated infrastructure list dated today because the applications meet all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM with delegation to Water Authority and Planning to address the issues just stated. And that delegation is for 12 weeks. Okay, I think we got that. Congratulations to the applicant team. I know you've done a lot of work to get here and probably have a lot more work to do, but thank you for all your work to get all the details that we were talking about last week ironed out so we could go forward today. So thank you, Titan Development and Consensus and Mr. Astiasaran. Just try one more try at your name. And Mr. Voss, I can't remember who else, but thank you all.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
And thanks for waiting this morning. I knew we needed a break before we did all that, so.